Hello, this is Alive 90.5, coming to you from Bella Vista Farm at the Hills Winter Sleepout. And we're joined by Chris.
This is Anne and Julie from Pick and Mix.
Hello, this is Anne and Julie from Pick and Mix. How could I forget that? We're joined at the moment by Chris and Angus from StreetMed Homeless Support Team.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It's a lovely evening here. It's very, very busy. There's lots of people. We're having a good time having a chat about homelessness awareness and prevention. What do your team, Chris, do in terms of working with the homeless?
So StreetMed is a not-for-profit charity, and we go out at night where the food services are, and we do blood pressures, blood sugars, wound dressings, and mental and physical health checks on the homeless in Western Sydney.
And what area do you cover?
We cover from Parramatta to Katoomba and everywhere in between.
That's a pretty large area.
It's a huge area and a huge homeless population.
And how many people do you work with on the streets over the course of a year?
Oh, gee, I was trying to work this out the other day, because next Thursday is our fifth birthday, and I know that in the 5 years since we've been operational, we have assisted over 10,000 homeless in Western Sydney with our services.
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a bucket load of people.
And so you do sort of, health screening by the sound of it. What happens when you detect that there are potentially health issues? You refer on to other services?
Absolutely, we do. So first point of call is if it's something very serious on the streets, we call an ambulance. We don't do medical assistance. We only do, I guess, up to occupational first aid. Anything above that, definitely we call an ambulance. If it's something that can wait to the next day, then myself or another volunteer will then assist that homeless patron, either taking them to the doctors, to mental health, housing, wherever they need to go. So we actually find that when you've got someone, that, funny enough, that's got a logo on a shirt, that walks in with somebody that's either homeless or low socioeconomic, they actually get better service. And I know that's a horrible thing to say, but it's the reality.
And I guess the people that you work with, the homeless, in the Western Sydney area, they come to know and recognise you. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely they do. Yeah. And we can turn up on shifts, and before we've even got table and chairs out, there's a queue of people waiting.
Wow.
And it's funny, a lot of them, there's no privacy when you're taking someone's blood pressure. And they will have bets with each other to who's got the worst one of the night. So there's a lot of on-street rivalry to who's got the highest blood sugar, the highest blood pressure, who's got the worst wound for the week. So we get that all the time.
And you talked about having a team of volunteers. Mm-hmm. How many of you are there in the team?
Including our board members, there's about 12. So we're only a very small team.
Yeah.
We work very long days and very big hours.
So it's not just a nighttime service offer?
So nighttime is when we do the blood pressures, blood sugars, a lot of self-harm, a lot of potential suicides. During the day is where we do the advocacy. So if someone needs to go to housing, if they need to go to mental health, if they need to go to the ER or the doctors, we go with them. Mm. The community services sector is an absolute minefield of navigation, and if you don't know how to navigate it, you're just going to walk away and stay where you are because it's easier. Mm. So our team is trained up to be able to help those people where possible to either get them off the streets or get them where they want to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you get the blood pressure machines and the glucometer machines? How do you fund for those, or, able to take them?
Well, the first machine we got, I purchased, my husband purchased. he wouldn't be listening to this. No, and I haven't had since StreetMed started 5 years ago, I haven't had a wage. So when we first started, it was a bit of begging, borrowing and acquiring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like how I changed that last word? we are still 100% unfunded. So we were actually really lucky in a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago now. The ABC did a little story on us, which generated a little bit of interest, if anyone wants to check it out on YouTube. And someone from Victoria that had actually closed down their business donated us 100 blood pressure machines.
Wow.
And 100 digital thermometers and 100 infrared thermometers. Not sure what we're going to do with those yet. But the benefit of that is we have some people that have high blood pressures that aren't homeless, they're low socioeconomic, that can't afford blood pressure machines, so they can't afford to monitor their own, so we're now able to actually gift those on to people who need it. So we kind of always fall on our feet, touch wood, that will continue to happen. 5 years is a long time, we still fall on our feet.
And what can, you know, Joe Public, members of the public, what can they do when they, you know, come across homeless people in the course of their them living their normal lives? What can they do to help the situation?
Say hi. I think that's the biggest thing. For some, and I understand, and I guess before we started, and poor Angus is just sitting here like stone mother. Before we started working with the homeless, I guess we fell into the same stereotypical trap as everybody else. They're scary people. You know, what if they go to yell at me? What if they try to stab me? What if they try to rob me? You know, there's all this stuff that goes through a human being's brain when they see a homeless person. But at the end of the day, if they slice their finger and you slice your finger, you're both going to bleed red. And I'm sure that there are many listeners out there themselves, you know, are one or two paychecks away from homelessness. The best thing that you can do for a homeless person is say hi. They are human beings. No one is ever born with an aspiration to become homeless. Mm. There's something that's happened that's landed them there. Buy them a drink. Get them a hot food. If it's a cold day, hey, mate, do you need a blanket? Can I get you a jacket? It's human decency lost its way a little bit, and I think we really need to bring that back and start acknowledging that these are human beings that we're dealing with, that we're trying to make a difference to.
And Angus, how did you come to do this? You know, we're as you're sitting next to Chris.
Yes, well, it's about 4.5 years ago now. My accountant, Marina, actually suggested that I, with Chris starting up and there being a few safety concerns on the street, I guess she needed someone to initially keep an eye on her and just try and keep the team safe. So that was my initial role. And then that was only supposed to last for about a month or two. I said, yeah, I'll go and do it and just keep an eye on her for a month and keep her safe, because she was Marina's a close friend of Chris's. And I said, I'd help out there. And that led into 2 years of service as a volunteer. And then the last couple of years it's been as vice president, so that's 4.5 years now I've been with StreetMed, and I've been stuck there ever since.
The funny thing is hardly any of my volunteers have ever left, and I love them.
So what is it that keeps you doing the work that you do day after day as volunteers? What do you get from it?
We get to hang, as I say, with society's most incredibly resilient human beings. How can you not just be inspired by that? To take the time to listen to their stories. You know, we've got guys on the streets that used to be solicitors, that used to be have, you know, $250,000 plus dollar a year paying jobs. There's a guy there that was homeless that's trying to better his situation, so he built himself a boat. He lives on a boat now.
Wow.
You know, these are stuff that you don't get from the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
It's stuff that empowers you to go out when it's 0 degrees, because I really don't like the cold.
Yeah, I think it's getting a little bit colder now.
It's getting colder now.
Less than 5 degrees.
Yeah, and I get out of it as well, the sense of camaraderie, the laughs, the friendships that have been made. Some of these homeless people that we have become quite close to, they've got great senses of humour and good characters and resilience, and you know, it's addictive to be a part of it, because for me, you know, it's been a real life lesson as well. With I guess you learn that you really are living well. Like most of us that are here tonight and living in the hills are probably living in the top 5 to 10% of people on the planet, and some of the volunteers that have come down, or parents that have brought their late teens or early 20s kids down to have a look about what it's really like to do it tough, you find that after you spend a bit of time on the streets that you don't nearly complain about nearly as much, because you are much more appreciative of your situation. And plenty of times I've left the Tuesday night feed down at Parramatta Mission, and I'm driving home thinking, wow, I've got it good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really appreciative to have the beautiful wife and kids that I have, and to be able to go to work every day and not to be suffering from mental health issues or joblessness or any of the things that have led to these patrons being on the street.
Yeah.
It just gives you a whole new perspective on life. And I've got a friend that's bringing his son down next Tuesday. He's gone, you know, look, this would be a good life lesson for him to see how good he's got it, because so many of us complain about little things that I guess we take for granted.
Yeah, like first world problems.
Yeah, and it's just a really good lesson in life as well. And you know, once you get a taste for it, I guess, as far as being when you're a bit older as well, and you appreciate your children and the good things in life. Well, like a few people that helped to get me involved with volunteering would say, you know, we've had it so good, you eventually get to the point where you want to give back. Yeah. And this was just the one that I was able to start giving back on.
And you get lots and lots of hugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's
we like hugs.
Yeah. great reward for the fantastic
hugs make
work.
The world go round. Mind you, they're not always the most pleasant hugs, I've got to say, to be honest.
But lots of hugs. They're genuine, I guess,
yes,
aren't they?
They are.
Refuel with a hug.
Yeah. Well, well done for the fantastic work that you do. I'm sure that there are many, many people across Western Sydney that really appreciate the time and the effort and the care that you give. So on behalf of everyone, thank you very much, and thank you for coming tonight to the Hills Winter Sleepout.
And thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Back to the studio.